Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The 71st birthday of the modern-day state of Israel is evidence of many miracles happening today. That's the headline. Winky Medad will come to this broadcast table in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
It was May 14th, a Friday afternoon, about 30 minutes before the Shabbat, the Sabbath, would begin, when David Ben-Gurion, there in Independence Hall in Tel Aviv, announced to the world that there was going to be, again, a Jewish nation among all the nations of the world. This is a modern-day miracle. Am I correct? Bringing Jews from all over the world into the land of their forefathers, and now the 71st birthday of this modern-day state of Israel.
Jimmy, as you would expect, the short answer is yes. The more complicated answer, and right now I'm reading a two-volume history from 45 to 1948, and the book, almost every page goes by day or week, and it breaks down all the diplomatic efforts, all the arguments. As you said, it's a miracle in the sense that someone had to run things, and I can tell you that the humans, at times, were not doing the best job possible. It was just humanly impossible. I'm looking at it and I say, well, someone else is, like, prodding or pushing or moving things around so that the mistakes that are being made will be made up in another week or 2 weeks or another month or so. Moscow, the Russian communists, turning around and supporting the establishment of the State of Israel. That was one of the miracles of that period.
Tough beginning. You mentioned the war that Ben-Gurion knew was coming.
The amount of Jews in the country at the time were only about 600,000, and the Arabs outnumbered them by more than double. Possibilities were endless that we weren't going to make it through. As one person joked, for example, in the Battle of Tzfat, they asked the local Jews, how'd you come out on top? He said, well, we had a miracle and we had God. And he said, what do you mean? Doesn't God come with a miracle? He says, no, God was there, we knew. The miracle was that the Palmach made it through. One of the pre-state undergrounds managed to break through in April and early May. The war was going on for almost 6 months by the time the state was created, announced, or established.
Winky Medad explaining why the modern-day state of Israel is a result of a number of miracles. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Winky's report is a testimony of how God did perform a miracle and at the same time fulfill Bible prophecy. The Bible in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 7 to 11, reveals that the Lord will regather the Jews, verse 7, restore them as a nation, verse 8, and re-energize them as a mighty army, verses 10 to 11. God made a promise and has kept his promise. The evidence of that promise being fulfilled, Israel at 71 years of age. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...